This is Home Improvement USA, the program where the industry experts give the best information on home improvement products and services. Join us now as we begin this hour of Home Improvement USA.
And welcome to Home Improvement USA, the radio program that's been giving you the best in home improvement information since 1994. I'm Dave Rush, glad to be with you. And today we're talking real estate. To do that, we bring in from Homevestors, their co-president, David Hicks. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Glad to have you. And you say America's number one home buyer, Homevestors, is. So tell us a bit about Homevestors, and then we'll get into some specifics.
Well, not many people know the name Homevestors, but they're probably familiar with this. They've probably seen the billboards, "We buy ugly houses," and that's us. We are all over the U.S. We're in 138 different cities across the country, have bought over 75,000 houses that need improvement. So we know a whole lot about improving houses.
Okay. Why would somebody go to a company like Homevestors as opposed to just going through a conventional realtor?
Great question. The reality is most people should and do go to realtors. The ones that call us are ones that typically have an older home that needs significant repair issues, and maybe they don't have the resources, the time, the energy, the patience to go through that. And so we supply just a little need. And I'm going to give you an example. My wife and her brother and sister inherited a house that they grew up in. And it's a 40-year-old house. The problem is it's in Oregon. We're in Texas. My brother and sister are in Idaho. How do you go fix that house up from that distance and do anything with it? So we found an investor that we sold the house to. It was a good deal for him, but it was a good deal for us.
Okay. So you handle all the repairs, you buy the house as is. Who does the repairs? How do you find the folks that do the repairs?
Now, we are a group of individual franchises. We have over 779 franchises all over the U.S. And so that local franchise actually does the repairs, fixes it up, and sells the house. So it's done locally. They know the area because they live there.
Okay. So they have repair people on hand that once you buy the house, they take these folks, they go in and do what they've got to do. By the way, the website, if you want to follow along at home, is homevestors.com. That's homevestors.com. We're talking to David Hicks. He is the co-president of Homevestors. How did you start this? It's an interesting idea. You have franchisees. So it's not just a matter of buying a house and selling it, but you're actually setting up a whole network of franchisees. So how did it all begin?
It began in 1996 by a guy named Ken D'Angelo. Ken was a realtor, and he called on a lady to potentially list the house. And the lady said, "You don't understand. I'll need to sell my house today." And today, that's where a lot of the houses that we buy are houses that somebody, maybe they got an urgent need. Maybe they just, you talk about as is. It's not just as is. Some of them take stuff and just leave everything they want to in the house. We have to clean out the house. And so it's in all sorts of conditions. But typically, they need a lot of repairs.
Okay. And your franchisees kind of walk these people through, but tell us about the process. How do people start? I guess they give you a call, and where does it go from there?
Yeah, they can call, either go to our website, as you said, homevestor.com, or webuyuglyhouses.com, or they call off our billboard, 1-800-44-BUYER, and that goes to a local franchise that will answer that phone. They'll find out a little bit about the house, the condition of the house. They'll come out and look at the house. Our people their goals, help somebody solve a problem. They've got a house, and many times it's got a situation that they have to get out of. And so we go evaluate the house. We'll, at that point, right then, typically tell them what we'll pay for the house. And we do all the closing costs. We make it real easy for people to get out from under that house.
Okay. Are there particular regions of the country that you find you're doing more business than others?
You know, yes and no. Really, we're all over the U.S. We are, of course, real strong in Texas and Florida and, you know, Missouri and really all over. We've had some of our biggest growth in California and Boston. And now some of the real areas we're concentrating on, Chicago, the Midwest, every place that their houses that people lived in, which is pretty much everywhere.
All right. And let's talk about the franchising aspect of this. How do you find your franchisees, and what's involved in becoming a franchisee?
It's interesting. Most of the franchisees are referred to us by other franchisees. That over half of them last year were, they knew a franchise or maybe bought a house from a franchise, and they were referred by other franchisees. They also, from homebuster.com, if they want to find out about it, they can click there and either to buy a house from us or to find out how to be a franchise. And it goes through and pretty much explains how that process works.
David Hicks is with us. He's the co-president of Homevestors. Their website is homevestors.com. And so it's mostly older homes. Am I correct there?
Yeah, it is. Typically, houses need repair. We don't buy the newer ones. 80% of the houses we buy were built in 1980 and before. And that's the houses we get.
So in a way, you're kind of improving neighborhoods or going into neighborhoods and bringing them up a bit. Am I correct there?
That's exactly right. We take that ugliest house in the neighborhood, and we make it one of the nicest houses. In fact, one of the things we say is we improve neighborhoods one house at a time.
Okay. And what about yourself? What's your background? How did you get into Homevestors?
I bought my first investment property back in 1978, and so I have done this a while, and came on to run the operations for the company, and it just grew from there.
Okay, David Hicks with us, co-founder homevestors.com. So some of the reasons people say they need to sell their house, and this is from your website, structural issues, facing foreclosure, relocation or job transfer, retirement or downsizing, liquidating assets to pay bills, inheriting a property you can't keep. What happens when a property is inherited by somebody and now you've got to deal with that? There are tax issues involved and estate issues. What about those aspects?
And that's what our franchisees are real good at, helping them work through those. Because, you know, when you inherit a house, and this happened, with my wife and them, I remember going out there, and they spent 2 weeks just going through the garage saying, you know, do you want this? And and remembering when this happened, and there's so much emotion involved with it. To deal with a house, too, is a major thing. And our franchisees are really good at helping them with that transition part. And you're right, there are a lot of issues. Sometimes it's dealing with different family members. And, sometimes they want to get rid of the house real quickly. Sometimes they want time to clean it out. And they want time to go deal with their emotions. And our franchises are willing to go help them quickly if they need to. Or if they need some time, they are real good about helping them through that time.
All right. The number for Homevestors, if you're interested in talking to them, is 866-200-6475. 866-200-6475. Again, their website, homevestors.com. Now, David, what about renting? You also do some rentals, I see, on your website.
Yeah, a lot of our franchises get into it to rent properties out, and they end up collecting properties. And, you know, about 12% of the properties our franchise buy typically in a year, they turn into rental properties. Of course, it varies by area. You know, in California, where they're more expensive, rentals just don't work. But right now, there's so many people that are, you know, the home ownership is going down. And so there's a lot more demand for rental properties. And so for somebody that wants to get into investment properties, that's a great opportunity.
And home ownership going down primarily because the lending restrictions are tighter?
It seems like it. That's exactly right. With the when the subprime and all the housing debacle came down, they and I think they a lot of people decided that wasn't a good investment. Well, our people believe it is. And so whether, you know, in a good number of the houses we buy, Dave, they fix them up and they sell them to first-time home buyers. So there's still a lot of people out there wanting to get into home ownership. But if they don't and they want to rent, there's a lot of investors that would love to help them with that property.
Very good. David, we appreciate you coming on Home Improvement USA. David Hicks, co-president of Homevestors. Their phone number, 866-200-6475. That's 866-200-6475. And their website, homevestors.com. We appreciate you coming on Home Improvement USA. David, you have a great day.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, and we will be back with more. It is Home Improvement USA.
A faulty water heater can be as dangerous as a ticking bomb in your home. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about checking your temperature pressure relief valve right after this.
When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
The temperature and pressure relief valve, or TPR valve, is a water heater's fail-safe for the high pressures it can generate. When pressure builds in a 30-gallon water heater due to a broken temperature relief valve, it can explode with the force of 2 pounds of dynamite. Experts report one-third of all water heater TPR valves are not operational because of mineral buildup, rust, or corrosion. So test yours every 6 months. The temperature pressure relief valve is that little lever on the top or side of your water heater. If it won't budge with normal hand pressure, tap it lightly with a hammer to loosen it. If it leaks, open and close it several times to dislodge any debris. If you can't stop the leak, replace it. A clean valve in good working order is a must. I'm Danny Lipford with Tip for Today's Homeowner.
Hi, this is Bart Short. I want to invite you to try the new streaming radio app from Internet FM. It features online radio stations playing nothing but rock and roll. No annoying pop-up ads, little or no commercial breaks, and best of all, no sign-up required. Simply download Internet FM from the Apple Store or Google Play and it's ready to go. Just pick your favorite station and assign it to any of the 18 programmable buttons. That's the new Internet FM app on Apple or Google Play. Download it today.
Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contracts. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-721-7602. 800-721-7602. 800-721-7602.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
You are listening to Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush, joined by Steve Leventhal. And now we're going to be talking about security in the home, Steve. And this is somebody that you know from Security Alarm Specialist. So set it up, Steve.
Okay, this is somebody I know. Also, his wife works with my wife, but that is irrelevant because he's a specialist in the field. It's Andy Levine.
Okay. I was going to say at least somebody in your family works, Steve, and that's good to hear. Andy, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Dave.
You've been in business almost a quarter of a century. That's a long time. So first off, tell us a bit about your business, and then we'll get into home security.
For me, it started, like we said, 25 years ago. When I was growing up, our house was burglarized, and unfortunately, I was the one who came home on a Saturday night and found the house ransacked. Deep down, I kind of feel that was something that affected me immensely. I wound up coming back to Chicago from the East Coast and started a sales position, working for an alarm company, RSSI, Residential Security, Inc. I got my feet wet with them, and after about a year, thought that there were some better ways to sell alarm systems, so I went off on my own.
Let's move on to home security itself. Now, if somebody does not have a home security system and is looking for one, there are a lot of options out there, and a lot of people selling them, and a lot of ads that you hear out there. So what should people be doing? What's the first step?
The first step is to do your homework. If you have somebody come in your house, find out specifically how they make their money, because there's a lot of companies out there that are more than happy to come out and give you a free estimate, but a lot of those companies actually get paid by commission. And in a lot of cases, they're much more apt to oversell. What I generally like to do is come in, ask some very basic questions, specifically, did something happen? Is that why they want the alarm system? Is it just a light went on in their mind and they decided, hey, it was time, they could financially afford it now? Because in my industry, there are the low-cost systems that get pushed pretty heavily. And, a lot of my clients, when they hear of somebody giving away a free alarm system, I get some phone calls back, why is their system free and why is mine costing them, say, $750 to $1,000, a lot of times boil down to whose equipment you're using and how long the contract is that you're being asked to sign. But what you find is their monthly monitoring tends to be more expensive and you're being locked into a long-term contract. And when you try to break that long-term contract, unfortunately, a lot of people do not read the fine print of their contracts. Those contracts renew automatically in a lot of cases. If you miss your little window to opt out, you're automatically renewed for the next year. You really want to be very careful with what you're signing. And a lot of those contracts in my industry are very one-sided. So once again, be diligent as far as reading through the nomenclature.
Andy Levine is with us. He is from Security Alarm Specialists in the Chicago area. Andy, in my home, I have cameras throughout the house. I have a system that, of course, beeps quite loudly if somebody enters and the system is on. And we can, at night, put it on stay, which will allow us to have the house armed while we're in the house. If we move in certain areas that we're not supposed to or are off limits at that time, then it will alarm. So that's what we have. And then if the alarm is tripped in any form or fashion, we have a service that will call, our service calls us and make sure that we have a password and also has a lot of people on backup if for some reason they can't get a hold of us. So that's the kind of system we have. We pay a monthly maintenance fee in addition to the initial cost of the installation of the system. I think it's good. Are these the kind that you like?
These are definitely the type that we install. I would be very careful with taking the alarm system and trying to run it through your local telephone line, or more importantly, through what they call voice over IP, which is, you know, Comcast's phone service and AT&T's phone service most of the time. The reason I say that is voice over IP is digital and the alarm systems are analog. So you may find that the alarm system communicates to the monitoring station, you know, when the alarm goes off, but 6 months later or a year later, when you trip the alarm system, say by accident, or God forbid, when someone actually is breaking in, you may find that you don't get that phone call from the monitoring station, primarily due to the fact that the technology is changing. What I would highly recommend to all your listeners would be, if you do not have a 4G cell radio to communicate into the monitoring station, it is by far the best way to send your alarm signals in to them. Somebody would not be able to circumvent your phone lines or your cable lines on the exterior of your house by just cutting the wires outside. The 4G cell radio, it does cost a little bit more monthly, but it can be set up to do a daily test with the monitoring station to ensure that your hookup to the monitoring station is working. It's extremely rare that you have issues with the 4G cell radio, specifically because during installation of the cell radio, there are kind of like lights that are sort of almost like a Geiger counter. So you can look at those lights and you can see how strong your signal is.
All right, Steve, you have a comment here for Andy?
Yeah, because we actually upgraded our alarm system to do that because I didn't want to be wedded to the phone system, and I certainly didn't want to be wedded to the voice over IP. We have the radio signal, but my question was, how often should you contact the alarm company and just do a system test with them?
Great question. I would say, you know, if I could get my customers to do it at least once a month, that would be ideal. But really, the people driving how frequently you test your alarm system is probably your insurance company. And I'll tell you, your insurance company, if they could get you to test your alarm system on a daily basis, they'd love you. But unfortunately, nobody is quite that anal about testing their alarm system. But the more you test it, the better. Because with equipment nowadays, you know, whether it's Honeywell equipment, whether it's BSC equipment, or some of the other manufacturers out there, there are environmental things that can affect your alarm system. So the more you test it, the better off it is going to be for you down the road.
All right, Andy, one last question for you. A lot more cameras are involved in security now. What's the balance there between protecting your home and the privacy of your neighbors who all these cameras are kind of catching a glimpse of?
Well, there are some issues there. When the cameras get installed, you really do not want to be overspraying what you're looking at by looking at your neighbor's yard. We are in the midst of a project with townhouses, and we have done roughly 7 out of the 8 townhouses, but one of the owners decided he wanted his own alarm company to do the work. And I noticed there were some cameras, and one of the cameras is out on the back porch, actually looking at the entire courtyard of the whole complex. Something like that is an invasion of privacy. So when your cameras are installed, you really want to make sure you're looking at your own property.
Right, but how do you monitor that, you know? How do people know where somebody's cameras are pointed or what they actually see? Or is it, you know, I've seen issues like this come up, and it's a real gray area. You know, I don't think you really know what people are actually seeing when they're in their house looking on their computer at their cameras, do you?
No, I mean, really, the only way for, like, a neighbor to know is, you know, not necessarily to confront your neighbor, but maybe in a slightly backhanded way, you can say, hey, you know, I've been thinking about maybe putting a camera system in my house. Is it possible for me to have you give me a demo of the types of things that I would want to be looking at? And maybe, you know, maybe your neighbor would be nice enough to,
yeah,
to pull their phone out. But you have to be very delicate about that.
you could just say, come on, let's go downstairs to your computer. Let's check it out. I want to see your system. But really what you're saying is, I want to see if you're pointed at my bedroom window, mister. Anyway, Andy, thank you very much. It was a lot of fun. And this is good information. Security alarm specialists. And that's in the Chicago area. You want to give some contact info before you go?
Oh, absolutely. My number is 847-274-4620. We're actually located in Mundelein, Illinois. And we do camera system work where there is no monthly charge to view your cameras, because there are some systems out there that allow you to log on to their server, and this way you're not paying a $10, a $20, a $30 a month charge to view your system.
We do appreciate you coming on the show. You have a great day, and thank you for coming on Home Improvement USA, Andy.
Thank you for the opportunity, and if anybody has any questions, please feel free to call me on my phone.
All right, very good. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Home Improvement USA.
Indoor painting is among the most popular projects for homeowners to tackle themselves, especially this time of year. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner. After the break, we'll talk about some ways to make it easier and more successful right after this. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores, where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts, plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft, for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com, or call 1-800-535-4486. The key to successful painting is roller management. First, buy a telescoping extension handle for your roller frame. Your back will thank you for it. Before you start using a new paint roller cover, condition it by dampening it with a paint mister. Then roll it on a piece of cardboard to remove the loose fibers. If you don't, those fibers will show up in the wet paint on the wall. Before filling the roller tray with paint, line it with aluminum foil. When the job is complete, you can wad up the foil and just toss it in the garbage can for easy cleanup. When it's time to take a break for more than a few minutes, slip your hand inside a plastic shopping bag and pull off the roller cover. Then wrap the cover tightly inside the bag and store it in the refrigerator. I'm Danny Lippert with tips for today's homeowner.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Hughes, radio voice of the Chicago Cubs, and I would like to invite you to check out Baseball Voices, the Hall of Fame series. These commemorative audio tributes celebrate the greatest baseball announcers of all time. Harry Carey, Jack Buck, Bob Uecker, Harry Callis, Marty Brenneman, Red Barber, Milo Hamilton, and Dave Niehaus. These CDs are a collection of highlights, history, humorous stories, and Hall of Fame speeches. Available now at baseballvoices.com. That's baseballvoices.com.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-718-1731. 800-718-1731.
Hi, this is Bart Short. I want to invite you to try the new streaming radio app from Internet FM. It features online radio stations playing nothing but rock and roll. No annoying pop-up ads, little or no commercial breaks, and best of all, no sign-up required. Simply download Internet FM from the Apple Store or Google Play, and it's ready to go. Just pick your favorite station and assign it to any of the 18 programmable buttons. That's the new Internet FM app on Apple or Google Play. Download it today.